We have been engaged in a series on prayer, learning about prayer. We've been preaching about prayer. We've been practicing. Isn't that funny? Practicing prayer. Things that are important to us, we do. We spend time in. Those of you who sing well have practiced. Those of you who play music well, practice. Believe it or not, Bill, you practiced, right? Yeah. We believe that. Prayer is something we've been trying to center on and focus on. Now, I want to say to you this morning that prayer at its best is experiencing God. Hear that. Prayer at its best is experiencing God. Experiencing. If we have fallen in love with someone, it's not enough to just look at them or to talk about them. We want to experience them. You don't fall in love with a picture and not encounter it, engage it. It's the experience of what happens in our relationship that engages us in love. Prayer at its best is experiencing God. Our scripture this morning tries to help us understand how much God loves us. When we get that, we experience God. The scripture says that He loves us so much, He lavishes His love upon us. He calls us His children. Now, I tell you, I love all children, but my children have a special place in my heart. And if my child calls in the middle of the night, I wake up from a dead sleep. If my child wants to talk, I got all the time in the world. That's God. That's God with us. I spoke with a woman this last week whose husband had died some time ago. And we were talking about the whole concept of feeling beloved, being someone's beloved. And very appropriately, in her grief, she is missing her husband. And she said, you know, there's nobody who loved me quite like my husband. There's no one who will think of me again in such a special way. There's nobody who knows that I like the crust cut off my toast. There's nobody knows that I like my socks warmed in the oven before I put them on at night. There's nobody who will quite hold me to keep me warm and then let me go because I can get too hot. There's nobody who remembers how hard I've tried to be a good person, to be a good mom. That was my beloved. That talks about a kind of a relationship. It's been a long, loving relationship. We are God's beloved. God knows us. He loves us. And He wants to love us. It is hard for us to wrap our brains around that kind of a love. It's hard for me to. We get real caught up, and we've been conditioned to get caught up with huge self-critique. And so we want to look a certain way. We want to have a certain kind of a job. We want to be accepted in ways that we think are going to impress other people. When I was a teenager, well, actually, it went before that. Have any of you ever heard of Hayley Mills? Some of us older people. If you've ever seen the movie Pollyanna, some of the Walt Disney movies, the first old Parent Trap, that was Hayley Mills. She was a cute thing, and I wanted to look like her. And so, don't you like how I'm easing my body through the path here? So I would spend hours pushing up my nose with one hand and getting a dimple in the other. I'd sit like that for hours at school. And it worked. I have one dimple and a flat nose. Not that cute term. A flat. Somehow, I thought that would make me kind of popular, kind of cute. Haley seemed to have lots of money. It's not what God wants. God wants me to just sit in His arms. He wants me to just be there. I don't have to do anything. I come just as I am. And He wants to love me just like I am. All my flaws, and I got a plenty. God knows them. He knows I get angry about things when people don't keep their commitments. He knows I get irritated when people aren't real competent. I can get irritated. When I go in God's arms, and I can tell Him about that, but what God yearns for is to love me. Just love me. And in loving me, amazingly enough, those things which bother me get perfected. And they don't block me from experiencing God's love. When we come to God in prayer, it's to experience God. Last week, Mike preached, I understand, a powerful sermon about times when we get angry with God. Part of our conditioning is we expect that God's going to be angry with us. Because our conditioning is that when things go wrong, somebody's got to be blamed. When things go wrong, someone needs to pay for it. And sometimes we get so caught up in that and making sure that someone's going to pay because I've been wronged and I want the whole world to know that, that we expect that from God. And we expect that God is saying to us, oh boy, have you messed up. I'm going to do something bad and get you. And that's not God. God loves us. We all, every single one of us, have storms that complicate our living. And when we have storms and we have tragedies and we have things that happen to us or we have done that are disturbing, we sometimes forget that God is the one who wants to hold us and love us the most. Desmond Tutu says that God's love for us and our love for others is the single most motivating force in the world. We do things differently out of that love. It's more demanding than perhaps anything else. Because when we love, you know this as parents, there's not a law in the books that says we've got to stay up all night to try to comfort that crying baby. There's not a law in the books that says we have to get a certain amount of sleep in order to be with our child. Love is demanding. Love calls things forth from us that we would not do otherwise. I love my husband. And Jim Browning, I love you, and that's why I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning in and 30 degrees to watch you row. Last Saturday, we love, we give of ourselves because we love. It's simple. But it's hard for us to believe that that's what God is always doing and wants to do in our midst. And so when we have storms, we get afraid that God is punishing us, that we haven't done something right, when all along, in the midst of the storm, God wants to simply love him, trust in him, so he can be present with us. The best way that I can illustrate this morning is through a video that Becky and Matt Orsinger have allowed us graciously to receive. Like all of us, when our children are born, they come to us perfect. They are perfect gifts from God, and we love them. We want to love them perfectly. As Becky and Matt welcomed the second of their perfect children, there were some medical complications. We've prayed for Lily in this church. As Lily was born, the soft spot that's in all babies' heads was closed. It was fused. The soft spot allows for the skull to grow as the brain grows. And Lily's was fused, which meant that there were some bulges that would grow as her brain grew and could lead to serious, serious health issues. They had difficult decisions to make. With loving hearts of parents, they made them. And it's been quite a journey. Some of us know more personally that journey. I respect this journey. I respect your spiritual journey. I respect your journey as parents. And I respect Lily, this precious child, and the courage. Watch this video. Listen. Listen with your heart. Listen with your eyes. Listen for the Word of God as it unfolds before us.
I was sure by now that you would have reached down and wiped our tears away. Stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. Though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain,
praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. Never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. To the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and
we are made in His image. All of our imperfections are made whole through Christ. Some of us are cracked. Some of us are wounded. There are things graciously, medically, can help us be restored. But our hearts, our spirit, who we are, is what is so held in love by our God. We are made perfect in His love. Did you hear the words, "I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day, but once again I say amen, and it's still raining." As the thunder rolls, I barely hear your whisper through the rain, "I am with you." And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives, and He gives, and He gives. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. That is our God. We need to sit in His lap, talk with Him, but listen for His love. And as we receive His love, the light of recognition, every bit as much as Lily, as her eyes got unswollen and she could see her daddy. Did you see the joy in that child's eyes because of her trust of her father? That is what we are in the loving arms of our Father. And he yearns to love us. I'm going to ask us to have a moment of just silence. Place yourself in the loving arms of your God. And then we will sing together, prayerfully, "What Wondrous Love Is This?" Let us be in prayer.